Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Senate voted yesterday to move forward with former President Trump's impeachment trial, with 45 Republicans indicating that they would not vote to convict Trump. I guess once you reach that age, it's pretty hard to remember stuff that happened 3 weeks ago.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth chats with comedians Kate Berlant and Jacqueline Novak. But first, a closer look.
We're a week into the Biden administration, and Republicans have made it clear they will do everything possible to sabotage the Democrats' agenda while moving quickly to quash the upcoming impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. The modern Republican Party has no discernible policies or principles other than feigned persecution and cultural grievances. Seriously, what is even one policy they've advanced to help working people? Well, we gave your CEO a tax cut, so maybe he'll look more relaxed in the pre-flight video. There are very real, unprecedented existential crises swirling around us on a daily basis, creating suffering and misery for millions of Americans. And instead, the right is obsessed with trivial garbage like this.
Right around the election, I had 1 million followers on Twitter. Now I have under 900,000. Really, I mean, literally, in a couple of weeks, I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just lighting a prayer candle for Maria Bartiromo. That was a truly harrowing story, Maria. When people talk about what we've lost this past year, I think first on that list is going to be your Twitter followers. Thank you for speaking out about this. You're like a modern-day Aaron Brockovich or Sully Sullenberger. I hope you get your own biopic. Thousands of people have been dying a day in overwhelmed hospitals. Millions are out of work, losing their health insurance and falling into poverty, and child hunger is on the rise. Republicans and people like Bartiromo have powerful platforms with millions of viewers. They could spend any amount of time they want talking about any of that. Instead, they manufacture dumb grievances to distract from real problems and make themselves feel like victims. It's their entire business model. And after Joe Biden got elected, they amped it up to an absurd degree.
Curt Schilling wrote a social media post defending Donald Trump. And in 2021, that's not allowed. You could lose your insurance for that. You could also lose your bank account, your website, your access to email and social media, your ability to communicate with the outside world, and there's nothing you can do about it because you can also lose your lawyer. No legal representation for you. How long before they cut off your water and electricity? Before UPS won't deliver your packages? And not to wreck your day, but guess what? Amazon is now one of America's biggest grocery providers. Good thing you don't need to eat. Once politicians attempt to control what you believe, they are no longer politicians. They are, by definition, dictators. And if they succeed in controlling what you believe, you are no longer a citizen. You are not a free man. You are a slave.
If they control what you believe, you're no longer a citizen. If they tell you what to think, you're no longer free. And when they tell you, you have to wear not just shirt and shoes, but pants to California Pizza Kitchen, you're a slave. And how long before they cut off your water, your electricity? How long before they tow your car for parking on the sidewalk outside Chuck E. Cheese? Not because you were drunk, mind you, but because you were in a hurry and you were drunk. And when you hide from the police in the ball pit, don't be surprised when they find you, because those ball pits are shallower than they look. And as an adult man, part of you will be sticking out and visible. How long before that happens? I'll tell you how long. It happened to me yesterday. And then this week, there was yet another even more ridiculous example of this feigned victimhood when the MyPillow guy, famous for inventing a worse version of a thing we've had for 500 years, "Honey, I got an idea. What about like a soft thing for your head at night?" "You mean a pillow, honey?" "Yeah. I'm heading to the lab." "Don't rush back." Famous for inventing a pillow and for spreading the deranged conspiracy theory that China used voting machines to hack the election, went on Fox News to complain about his products getting dropped from stores.
For the crime of having different opinions, Mike Lindell has just been banned from Twitter. Several retailers have also stopped selling his products. That happened today. That would include Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, and Kroger.
That list is bigger. There's also HEB, the shopping channel, ShopHQ. I mean, they just keep, turning in their POs and saying, we don't want MyPillow anymore.
Dear God, Kroger and the shopping channel stopped selling MyPillow. Wither freedom! If George Washington heard this, he would roll over in his grave, which is still more comfortable than rolling onto a MyPillow. People don't know this, but that's actually what caused the revolution. The British told Thomas Paine he couldn't sell his line of toilet seat cushions in the town square anymore because his opinions were too controversial. So Thomas Paine started the Revolutionary War. Thomas Paine's toilet seat cushions, time to drain the main vein? Do it on a Paine. Paine's toilet seat cushions. It's just common sense. That was a joke for my 8th grade history teacher. Shout out to, I cannot remember. Well, I guess that's why he or she always told me I was so bad at history. Just see a blur. We were definitely by a chalkboard. Also, I should say, I'm skeptical of big tech, too. So are lots of progressives. Don't get me wrong, I love having Donald Trump off Twitter, not to mention all the other toxic racists and conspiracy theorists that have been booted off. But my concern is that these companies are monopolies, which is why I think we should follow the lead of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and break them up. Just because you agree with Jack Dorsey on some things doesn't mean you will agree on the next thing. And if you don't believe me, may I present Exhibit Beard. But as for stores not wanting to carry your product, you lied and said the election was rigged and tried to get the president to overturn it. You can't be the public face of your company and the public face of an attempt to overthrow democracy and not expect there to be some fallout. You could have named your company Sleepwell or Gravel in a Sack and stayed in the shadows, but no, it had to be MyPillow. And you had to call yourself the MyPillow guy and be in all the commercials like some knockoff Tom Selleck. Well, listen up. It takes more than a mustache to be a spokesman, buddy. You need that Selleck charm. By the way, I got one of those reverse mortgages he told me about. And in the end, he did take my house. But he was an absolute gentleman about it. A true blue one! This is all they have. Whining and obstruction, imagined grievances, paranoia, and conspiracy theories. Even Donald Trump, the former president, who spent 2 months deeply engaged in a concerted effort to overthrow democracy and install himself as an unelected dictator who incited a violent insurrection of seditionists who ransacked the Capitol, is, in their minds, a victim.
I don't even think there's a basis for impeachment. Now they're going to turn around and bring about impeachment, yet they say they're for unity. I mean, they beat him up before he got into office. They're beating him up after he leaves office. I mean, at some point, I mean, give the man a break.
At some point, it's been 3 weeks. Give the man a break? At some point later in the same month? But yes, please, for once in his life, give poor Donald Trump a break. This poor man, who despite having bone spurs, pulled himself up by his bootstraps. Do you know how much bone spurs hurt when you're pulling on boots? With straps? This man worked his way up. Worked his way up from hardscrabble roots using just his hands. Cashed a $1 million check from his father. Toiled long days in a dark casino and long nights inhaling wind song and glitter at Studio 54. He made it in business the hard way by bravely cheating on his taxes and refusing to pay his contractors. And worst of all, he has to drive his own golf cart. I mean, look at that poor man. So exhausted, he's about to fall over. Seriously, all Trump His entire life, all he's had are breaks. He's famously the dumbest man alive. He has no discernible talents or skills. If Trump weren't born rich, he'd be the old guy working at the bowling alley who gets busted for huffing shoe spray. They say it kills COVID. I just got an idea. What if we put something comfortable on top of the box spring? A mattress? Yeah, but my mattress. Hello, patent office? It's me again. No, I'm not calling about pencils this time. It's a new idea. Also, last point I'll make, Nikki Haley. Maybe instead of asking Democrats to give Trump a break, you should ask yourselves why you, the Republican Party, gave him so many. For 4 years, you excused his behavior, so of course he kept pushing it. You're like a rich parent asking the court for mercy for their bratty teen, saying, please, Your Honor, give him a break. It's what I always did. Every time he stole or lied or cheated on a test, I looked him in the eye and said, you're my special boy, and nothing you do will ever change how much I love you. And yet he kept stealing and lying and cheating, and I kept forgiving him, sometimes even helped him. I believe the legal term is aiding and abetting. And now he's accused of hijacking a bus full of senior citizens and taking their pills and then forcing those seniors to rob liquor stores for them to get their pills back, something I know for a fact he did, because it's long been his dream. Well, all I can say to you, Your Honor, is give him a break. It's got to work one of these days. It's hard at this point to reach any conclusion other than that the Republican Party is fine with what Trump did, and they'd be fine with it if he did it again or even if he did something worse. It's a party that is radicalized against democracy in favor of authoritarianism. There is nothing Trump could do to antagonize them. Not because they're cowards, although they are, but because they agree with him. At a certain point, we just have to take them at their word. If you sit down to dinner with some friends and one of them says, you know what's delicious? Human flesh. You might think it's a joke, but when you go to their apartment and they're sauteing a human hand, you have to ask yourself, is Gary a cannibal? And then, by the way, if you stay for dinner, you're a cannibal too. Even if you have salad the next day. 45 Senate Republicans voted Tuesday to dismiss Trump's impeachment trial. At some point, we just have to accept that the reason they don't want to convict Trump for inciting an insurrection to overthrow democracy is they don't care that he incited an insurrection to overthrow democracy. And they wouldn't care if he tried it again. Instead, they're once again framing Trump as the victim and casting the Democrats' calls for accountability as a demand for vengeance.
This impeachment is nothing more than a partisan exercise designed to further divide the country. Democrats claim to want to unify the country, but impeaching a former president, a private citizen, is the antithesis of unity.
It's vindictive. This is all about the left's demand for revenge.
They hate Donald J. Trump, and they're engaging in an act that I think is petty. I think it is retribution. I think it is vindictive, and I think it's a waste of time. And so to coin a phrase, I think it's time to move on.
Man, Ted Cruz, you really have no shame. Also, first of all, shave, dude. You look like the Unabomber at a custody hearing. Second, of course you want to move on. You did this even after the mob stormed the Capitol to overturn the election. You still voted to overturn the election. You're like a guy who robs a bank, and then even after it all goes south, you still get caught and use the money to buy a Porsche. I want to feel the wind and my scraggly beard. Also, please stop with this preposterous talking point that impeachment is somehow divisive. You know what's much more divisive than impeachment? Trying to throw out the votes of 81 million Americans, then inciting a mob to violently storm the Capitol to overthrow democracy. Would you say that's more or less unifying than impeachment? Just be honest and say you're fine with what Trump did and you'd be fine with him doing it again. It would be heinous and evil, but it would at least make this whole debate much easier. Then we wouldn't have to listen to your excuses anymore. I mean, you know what you are. We know what you are. Who are we pretending for? The kids? One of our two main political parties is fully radicalized against democracy in favor of authoritarianism. It's a movement of powerful interests backed by wealthy corporate patrons, fueled by imagined grievances and conspiracy theories. We can't ignore it. We can't look away from it. We can't just shrug our shoulders and say,
I don't know what's going on there.
This has been A Closer Look.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Our guests are very funny comedians, actors, and writers. New episodes of their podcast, Poog, are released every Tuesday. Please welcome to the show, Kate Berlant and Jacqueline Novak. How are you?
Hi, Seth. We are blessed and honored to be on the show.
I am so happy to have you both here. I am, of course, gutted that it's not in person. Jacqueline, this is your fourth time here. Kate, this is your first time.
Thank you.
And what a delight to have you both here together.
It's truly a dream. I want to say the majesty does transfer. I still feel the power of the couch.
Thank you. I don't feel like I'm getting that feedback enough. Guys, tell us about Poog. Am I saying it right, Poog?
You got it.
You absolutely are. You've gotten it dead on, Seth, as to be expected. Yes, this is our podcast. This is Poog. The name was Kate's idea. I'm not afraid to admit it.
Hey, we share everything on this podcast, okay? But yes, it was initially formulated in a tweet that I tweeted, I'd say, the late 70s.
So many of our best work comes from 70s tweets when it really comes down to it.
And is it safe to say this is a parody of Goop, the wellness site Goop?
It is absolutely not a parody, Seth. We are fans of Goop as we are fans of, you know, anything that's offering recommendations for products, anything in the wellness world we're into. We are hounds for it. We are consumerist hogs. We are, we are believers.
No, we're eternal optimists. We think, you know, the wellness industry, some people see it as maybe a terrifying symptom of late capitalism. We see it as an opportunity to just kind of try different serums, right? And so for us, it really is hobby. It is sport. Wellness is traditionally sort of a feminized topic, right? So it's deemed not worthy. But for us, we want to lift it up and really just an excuse to talk to each other.
No, and I apologize, Kate, for interrupting, but I should let the viewers know we are deeply interested in interruption as a form of rapport. We celebrate interruption. If we let you get a word in, Seth, that will be, you know, exciting. And we do plan to do that, but we want to give you the vibes. We want to give you the vibes of Poog, indeed.
Now, one of the things I do want to say is some people, some influencers, to use the term of the day, get these products sent to them, these wellness products, so that they can try them and then sort of spread the gospel. Is that something you guys do? Do you like when you are sent free items?
Yes, in a word.
Absolutely. And I want to be clear, you know, wellness involves almost any product, right? So, I don't want anyone out there with a product that they could send to hesitate thinking it's not wellness. You know, anything can be wellness, whether it's a tonic, a potion, or a window dressing, you know.
Sure.
Open. We are accepting gifts now.
Yes, I know. I mean, there's kind of people tend to, through social media, kind of be embarrassed to ask for things, or it's considered gauche. We started this podcast primarily to openly beg for free products. So we are in no way trying to cover that up. There's a naked desire for free stuff. And this podcast just allows me, at least, to finally give in to that desire.
Are there sort of different branches of the wellness world that each of you is more focused on than the other?
I think we have our areas of interest, Kate. I lean towards some of the esoteric, metaphysical. I've spoken about ghosts on the show before, orbs, et cetera. NDEs, OBEs. Those are...
I don't even know what that is.
Outer body experiences, near-death experiences.
Oh, sure.
These sorts of things. Metaphysical, you know, kind of modalities of healing, et cetera. Kate, where would you say you lean?
I'd say I'm more firmly rooted in the poetics of dairy, right? Trying to avoid it. Do I avoid it? Is the issue dairy, or is it something more familial, right? Is it more emotional? Usually it's more emotional, but does dairy inflame that, so to speak? Grain-free pasta. You know, I want to say, though, we got Poog. We don't, we really are pleasure-based, we're pleasure-focused, we're hedonists. For example, to mention dairy again, I for years thought, oh, I can't be eating dairy, it's breaking me out. But then I repurposed cheddar as a vitamin for myself. I told myself when I was eating cheddar, this is bringing me pleasure, so it has to be good for me. Guess what? Haven't had a breakout since eating dairy since.
No, if you eat with joy, the placebo effect cannot be denied.
Yes.
If you imbue cheddar with that sort of meaning, then to eat it as a ritual act. And
yes.
And no, that's huge for us. Kate and I are, you know, lipospheric vitamin C in the morning, martinis in the evening. Pasta is a church of sort for us.
There are several brands who haven't, you know, I've been talking about certain kombucha brands that I like, certain grain-free tortilla brands that have yet to reach out despite my numerous DMs. And so that actually sounds threatening. There actually isn't anger. I don't want to lead with anger. I just want to say that the DMs are open and I have a P.O. box ready to go.
You guys, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I do want to, we have some photos of at least one product you've tried, and I'm fascinated by what it claims to do. We'll be right back with more from Kate Berlant and Jacqueline Novak. Welcome back to Late Night. We're here with Kate Berlant and Jacqueline Novak of Poog. And I do want to ask about the fact that you refer to yourself often on the podcast as the hags of Poog. How did that name come about? Because it sounds a little derisive as I hear myself say it, but of course you use it differently.
No, it is absolutely a sort of reclaiming, Seth. You're right on it. You know, unfortunately, the seemingly neutral gendered female terms such as ladies, girls, the gals of Poog, the ladies of Poog have an inherent negative connotation because the very fact of being a woman is a slur to some. Do you see? So hags for us is a way of sort of leaning in, you know, in the what is the hag? The hag is a witch. The hag is a crone.
Right.
The hag is a space of wisdom and mystery. And, you know, Kate's thesis, the title of Kate's thesis. Yes, she's highly.
Yes, I have a master's. Jacqueline, stop.
I have a master's. She wasn't going to bring it up herself, but the title of her thesis was Sublime Hideousness. And I think we lean into that because the sort of hideousness, despite the serums, despite the, you know, et cetera, hideousness as a woman is important. Would you agree, Kate?
Yes. We want to be sweating all over the cauldron, you know, making the potions,
yes.
Things like that.
And let a little boy like Seth, you see, Seth, I could see you sort of wandering into the forest of me and Kate. Where there we are, right? And
yeah.
You come in, and that's a thrill for even you.
A tincture.
Yes. Yeah. To picture the forest, I think, for me, evokes the excitement that you're speaking of. Now having that mental image, I understand it a great deal more. I hope I'm not stepping afoul of the wellness industry and your celebration of it. I believe it's often known as maybe being a little scam-friendly in that a lot of these products don't actually do what they claim to do. Have you found that to be true?
We support and long for the snake oil salesman in this society to call to us. We love mystery, Kate. You know, Kate has said the original batch of snake oil must have been something in it, right? Something has worked. Bring it on. The power of, again, placebo.
Placebo works. We know this. You know, sell me anything. I want to believe. We want to believe. And that's a powerful thing to hold.
I guess you were a believer in the idea of, this is a, I'm going to show a photo. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Jacqueline. This is a headache helmet.
Well, it certainly was for me. Let's take a look. Let's take a glance. Yes, you see, that's the kind of activity I partake
that's
in.
That's the shot. There's the shot.
There's the one.
That's the shot.
They didn't recommend that you put it on that way, but I think there's power in freezing the head, you know, both as a ADD, depression, et cetera. Sometimes applying physical coldness to the head, I believe, can slow down the thoughts in a way that's helpful. And Kate's a longtime migraine sufferer. One of the great migraine sufferers, I'd say.
Thank you.
You've applied ice. You've worked with the ice.
I've worked with ice.
Yeah.
It hasn't done much for me. But yes, I would like to. I reckon I would try that.
Kate, was wellness something you were drawn to in your youth, or is this sort of a new obsession?
Thank you for hearkening me back to my youth.
You're very welcome.
Seth. I have always been a hypochondriac. I'm in recovery as many hypochondriacs constantly are. But when I was young, I would often call my mom at school, you know, I'm having a heart attack, come get me. She made the mistake of coming to get me, right? classically you say to the child, no, you're fine. And then they have to work through that on their own. But I instead was given to bouts of hysteria. I would beg for years. Every Christmas I would beg for an MRI. I just wanted the chance to see inside, to see what I knew was going wrong. They didn't give me the MRI, which I think ultimately was for the best. But yeah, I've always been curious about, you know, what's lingering inside my body that might one day take me down. I think we all are. But instead of trying to really lead with that fear, I lead with the optimism of, you know, maybe it's just hydration. Maybe hydration is really the thing that's going to free me. And by the way, Seth, I'm curious about your hydration habits, because you have such a, look at that skin. You know, you work in TV, you're on the screen. How many liters are you putting away a day?
I think it's probably a 2-liter day on a show. If there's a show, I'm trying to put down 2 liters.
No, and you've never looked better, Seth. I got to say, I don't know if you're sleeping more, you know, they're not calling you into the studio. I think the lack of audience has been deeply freeing for you in some senses. I think it's been a spiritual right after you say a joke.
Yeah.
What happens in that space? What are you doing in that moment when there isn't a studio audience to laugh at your joke? I think you're talking to God.
I hadn't thought about that.
I'm crying. Yeah.
But I realize that's true, that the audience, to no fault of their own, are too noisy for me to communicate with a higher being. And now that there's that gap, so to speak.
I mean, whatever that means to you, Seth, absolutely. But there has to be, there's a spirit of faith that is required when one speaks a joke into the ether.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't thought of it.
My final question, we're running short on time. I would love real quick your bounce on crystals.
Well, they're simply not a joke, if that's what you're going for, Seth. Perhaps you think I'm going to mock them. You know, Kate will have a little jab here and there. No. We accept and embrace crystals, you know, as a modality like any other. I've gifted Kate a crystal. I'll be gifting you one as well. You know, to mock crystals is humiliation of its own, and we won't go there, you know.
Okay. I think more is more is really the approach here, you know. And if you think something's working, it is. Maybe. And that's good enough for me, at least.
Well, this has been a real education. Thank you both for being here. It's a delight to see you. I really do hope next time it's in person. You guys, subscribe to Poog wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night Podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.